Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and just before I came to see you, I was chatting on Instagram with Lizzie, and Lizzie has sent me a picture of these brownies saying, I feel that you will appreciate this, which I do. I think more than Lizzie could ever know. They were meant for her mother-in-law, who lives in Belfast, but because of the shipping and Brexit and everything, it's all turned into a bit of a nightmare. And so the brownies have been delivered to Lizzie. And so Lizzie is doing the right thing and is enjoying the brownies. New brownies are being sent to the mother-in-law. Everyone's happy. Everyone's a winner, mainly Lizzie in this scenario. But what's happened now is because I've been looking at Lizzie's brownies and talking to her about them, my brain now thinks that there are brownies and is now expecting a brownie, which I don't have. There are no brownies in the house. So I think the only thing to do today is to go and find some sort of brownie to scratch this itch. Also, I could do with the sugar. I mean, when could I not do with the sugar? But particularly at the moment, because I stayed up too late last night, Married at First Sight Australia, it's got me. I knew that it would. I have no resistance to maths. The UK one, it was good, petered out a bit at the end. Maths Australia, it starts strong, it ends strong. And this series is no different. There'll be no spoilers. I'm not that far into it, to be honest, enough to give you a spoiler. But the only thing is, I get impatient at the beginning. Like, I almost want to sort of skip the weddings and just get on with it. Especially when they're going through all the reasons why they'll be compatible with each other. He likes going to Colombia. She was born in Colombia. I'm like, I need them to have this information about each other already. I can't go through the fact finding. There's something really impatient. And I'm the same with a lot of reality TV. Like when I used to watch Big Brother, I very rarely watched it on opening night because I just wanted to get on with it. I didn't want the clips of them going, oh, I'm bonkers me. And then, you know, having their little suitcase going in. I just wanted them to be in situ and then I'll drop in. So I'm a bit like that with maths, but it is good. Oh, it's good. And then I watch the weddings and I'm like, no, of course you need to see the weddings and the build up and whose family's there and what's the story and what's going on. So yes, it's absolutely got me. If you've never seen it before, Married at First Sight, I mean, it's very self-explanatory. They do it, I mean, I imagine they do it all around the world, but Channel 4 show the UK one and the Australian one. And I don't know, there's something exotic about it being in Australia. You know, it's a bit of escapism. It's sunny, somebody's talking about Bondi Beach, you know. It's another world, isn't it? And it's people and it's relationships and relationship experts. So, I mean, it's just... it is everything. It's everything that I want. And I love Lucinda. I haven't got far enough in to know if there's any reason to really not love Lucinda. So I'm just saying at the time of recording, really love Lucinda, which will mean nothing to you at all if you're not watching Maths Australia. But thank you for listening. Anyway, thank you for being here. I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.